Hello, and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances. I'll be your hostess. Hello, and welcome to episode 142, the end of summer episode, although it's just August 13th, which doesn't really feel like the end of the summer, but the boys go back to school next week, and that is very end of summerish. We have had a good summer. Boys have been good. You know it's the last week of summer because we're all just like totally slack. I've had them doing chores all summer, which they've done. Well, Will, you've got to push. Jack's been pretty good, but they've done them. And Will's gone to the pool a lot, and Jack, shockingly, has been on his computer a lot, although also taking nightly bike rides and doing some volunteer work. So it's all been good, and this week we're all just like, bah. Although, of course, this is the week where there's appointments for booster shots and dentists and, you know, and then there's buying back-to-school clothes and supplies, etc., etc. It's great, though, because Jack is at this age. My plan for buying back-to-school clothes for Jack is I'm going to drop him off at Old Navy, go up to Barnes & Noble. He can call me when he's done shopping, and I will come down and pay for his clothes. He's a sensible kid. I don't think he's going to go too wild. Anyway, that to me sounds like great back-to-school shopping. Will is actually very fun to shop with. He likes clothes. He likes color a lot. Whereas, you know, for Jack, I'm not sure he's actually done a lot of his own shopping. In fact, he may never really have. With Jack, it's usually I've just gone and picked stuff out and bring it home, and he tries it on. And if it doesn't fit, I take it back. I mean, the shirts fit. It's the pants. You know, he's tall and skinny. And he doesn't like wearing close-fitting clothes, sometimes to a point of being ridiculous. I mean, he's not baggy, so it's falling off. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. It is, it's Wednesday morning. I'm sitting on the porch. It's pretty early. It's maybe 8. And I think you should be able to hear some birds and bugs. No air conditioning, thank goodness. Too early for that. I finished my Nova quilt top last night. Yay! So look for pictures on the blog or a picture. And actually, I was so excited to finish that I got right to work on my mosaic bot quilt, which I'm just determined to finish. I need to do that and finish up my hexagon sampler quilt block. I'm going to do it, Jay. I feel a little bit back in the saddle again. I'm looking forward to school other than having to make lunch, which I should really just make the boys make their own lunch. But you know, sometimes with stuff like that, you just feel like, which is worse, making the lunch or yelling at someone, make your lunch? And you know, like, maybe yelling at them. They do their own laundry, so I'll make their lunch. And I don't mind getting up at 7. I just mind having to get other people up at 7. Those are the things I don't look forward to, but I do look forward to having a little time to myself and being back in a routine. And I don't have much travel lined up. Now, things come up. Like, I didn't have anything lined up, and then I got an email the other day saying, can you come to our school? And we haven't done any sort of promotional work. And when I do that, then I get invitations to come visit schools too. But right now, I have one conference in October, like on a Friday night. I'm sitting on a panel in Winston-Salem, but that's it, which is really nice because I have a lot of writing to do. And I also, when I travel, it disrupts my routine, and I like being in a routine, and I feel like I'm really ready to get back on some quilts. I've been having a good time working on Nova, and thinking about other quilts that I might do. So that's really fun. And so I hope this is going to be a fall where I do a lot of writing, a lot of quilting, a lot of walking. It's been a very big walking summer for me, although my steps have fallen off a bit. I'm still doing Fitbit, and recently I've only been on the rankings about as high as number 4, and last night I was like 11, but that's because I was in the car a lot over the weekend visiting when we came to and from Kentucky, so I'll get back up. Don't you worry about me. What else to tell you? I only got a few comments on the last episode. I know it's summer, though. Summer's not the most common-y time, and I know I have been erratic and sporadic when it comes to posting episodes. So maybe I'll get more regular in the fall and you will comment more regularly. But I do thank everyone who has commented, who did comment, and I believe that would be Jay and Tori and Kelly the Fifth. So thank you very much. It's always good to hear from everyone. So I think we will, my batteries seem to be running low. I hope this is loud enough. That's the only thing that happens when the batteries get really low. So I'll tell you what, let's get on with the Quilt Diaries. Quilt Diary Day 1. It's Sunday, July, I think it's the 27th. I think that's right. Wednesday the 30th, my 20th anniversary with the man. Very exciting, although I don't know that we will actually do anything because the state legislature is still in session, and if they're meeting, the man has to be there to cover it. But we'll do something soon. So I'm doing what I have been putting off for, gosh, a week now, and that is trying to assemble my super blocks. That's what I've decided to call them. So the quilt I'm working on is the Nova quilt. It is from the scrap basket. I think it's More Scrap Baskets, you know, scrap basketier book. I'm looking for it so I could tell you, so I could actually offer you some useful information, which, as you know, I kind of am allergic to, generally speaking, as a quilt podcaster. But here it is. Scrap Basket Sensations, More Great Quilts from 2.5 Strips by Kim Brackett. Good book. I really like it. I like her designs very much. Anyway, so what we're dealing with in this quilt is super blocks made up of 4 smaller blocks. We kind of covered this territory last week, I think. How did I put together the smaller blocks? Just tried to go with light, medium, dark. Tried to keep each block. I didn't do too much mixing and matching, kept the lights together, the darks together, the mediums together. And of course now it's like, all right, how do I put these super blocks together? Do I also keep them light, medium, dark? Or do I start mixing and matching? I don't know. The problem is looking at these right now, and I've just laid them out. So I have 3, they're big. I mean, so the super blocks, let me see, I have 1, 18. I'm going to try to measure how big the super block is, starting at 18 to, what's 35 minus 18 is what? 17. So they're like 17 by 17, roughly, the super blocks. And so I've got 3 on the board, I've got 1 on the chaise lounge, and I have got 4 on my table. This is great. So the other night, Jack had friends over to play Risk. And the good thing about that, other than Jack socializing, which always makes us happy, and was that it forced me to clear off my table, my quilting table, and it has stayed clear, and it was covered with non-quilty stuff, just piles of books and papers. So now I actually have a workspace to do this, which is great, but now I'm like, how am I going to do this? And I think it's just going to be a lot of walking back and forth. Now I just feel like if someone like Jay, the art quilt maker, were here, she would just start pointing, oh, here, go here, this goes there, that goes there. She would know like the math of it and the color theory of it. And for me, I'm just like, what looks good, what looks muddy. So I have over here at this corner a quilt. It's dark. It's one of my, say it's a dark, what I would call dark super block. And it works. Now, and I know this intuitively. I look at it and I'm pleased by it. Why does it work? I mean, I think partly I have 2 different darks in terms of my colorway, and one is, I have some, it's all batiks, so I have some batiks that are navy on navy, gray, dark, veering toward black, so some, and then my other darks have a lot of plum and purple in them, and those are the darks that are working together very nicely. The darks are
muddying each other up. So that's what I've got to figure out. And some of the, and I'm trying to see, do I have a light block that's really, yes, I have a light block over here on the board. See, don't you wish this were a vidcast? That's working very nicely, and it's very light. And down beneath it is a very muddy, dark. So that's what, so this is, you know, this is the kind of stuff that for me, it's like I understand why people buy kits with everything just cut out. And your job is to sew it together. Although I like this kind of challenge. And here I have found a medium super block that I actually like. So it's really, it's the dark darks. And that's what I've got to figure out. And I am, it's Sunday afternoon. I am watching season 2 of Last Tango in Halifax. Right now it's on PBS Online. I, probably by the time I get this posted, the first episode will no longer be up. I am on episode 3. It's very, very soapy. It's a very soapy show, but the acting is so good. And it's British, so we get to be real all Anglophile on it. It's really fun. The man and I are watching me for the second time. It's possible for the man the third time, The Wire. That's what we've been watching this summer. We watch usually just one episode at night. We have to wait till Will goes to bed because the level of profanity is extreme. Sometimes I'm like, man, you know, I'm minimally bothered by profanity in the movies or on, you know, on TV, cable TV, premium cable TV, as long as it's contextually seems right, seems accurate, and what have you. But there are times at The Wire I'm just like, enough with the F-bomb and the mom, you know, worse than the F-bomb. But there you have it. But it's a great show. It really is. But I have to say, this is a Last Tango in Halifax. It's kind of nice. I want to say like an antidote. Because it's all just family drama, and mostly, you know, it's they're dealing with some heavy stuff, but mostly it's funny. And if you haven't watched it, I would recommend it. I'm so happy. I've been waiting for the second season, and I knew that it had been produced, and I was pretty sure it had shown in the UK, but I was waiting for PBS to show it here. And then a friend of mine posted on Facebook yesterday and said, really enjoying second season of Last Tango in Halifax. I'm like, where are you enjoying this? And she said, PBS Online. So that's where I am. Is there, I don't know that, like, do I have a pithy little lesson for you? No, except learn your color theory. And then you don't have to, you know, spend all the Sunday afternoon walking around a table going, maybe if I move this here, move that here. Again, it's a puzzle aspect that I actually enjoy. My question for myself right now is looking at the blocks that I think that I really like and that are really pleasing me, should I go ahead and just put them together and not mess with them? Because it will be tempting to pull stuff from them to put into other blocks. And I don't know. That will be my next decision. Maybe I'll come back and tell you about that. I'm trying to think if there's anything else to tell you. I can't think of it right now. If there is, just kind of moving forward. My mom got a new Bernina. She's like, don't tell your friends. So I can't remember why, though. Like, you'll think she's spoiled. She saved up for it and bought it, and is very excited about it. So I'm telling you, she's not spoiled. She's worked hard all her life. She deserves a new Bernina if she wants one. She came back to the Bernina fold. I think she had a baby lock. And now I'm trying to think. I just was having some... Mom, what was it? We were just having problems with it and needing it to get repaired all the time or something. So back into the Bernina family. We're so happy to have you back, Mom. The only reason I'm in it is because my mom gave me her old Bernina. I guess the only other thing is I'm looking out the window at my corn, a beautiful corn this year, and now it's like 8 feet tall, 9 feet tall, and it's forming ears, and this huge storm blew through this morning. I was sitting on the porch reading the paper, and I was watching the storm. This big wind came down, and I just watched all my corn just fall over. So I went out after the storm passed and staked it back up. We'll see what happens. We were... It could just be one of these long-running things, because we have been trying to grow corn here for a long time, and I think, you know, we've had it where it just never really grew or grew, and the ears were weird, and it kind of feels like this is the first time everything's gone right. And so, of course, then we have a big wind. Oh, my goodness, there are bluebirds in my garden. They're beautiful. Anyway, yeah, and also the big wind from my zucchini plant that finally has produced a zucchini, one little one so far. So, but you know, it's late July, and I have to remind myself, gardens, summer gardens kind of run their course, and this has been, I mean, I'm not feeling that about the corn. I'm just feeling like we're cursed when it comes to corn, but other things, just kind of like I'm looking at my tomato plants, and some of them, I have done some sort of, last couple of weeks, just trying some things to revive them a little bit. And I think they've worked. But we also have had kind of a, up until recently, a very dry summer. And you can just tell, I mean, I'm looking at other people's gardens too, that the plants are, they've done their job. They've produced really good tomatoes, and they're kind of at the end of it. And that's fine. I do have a couple of plants that have rebounded, but they're more the paste tomatoes, which will be really good for sauce. Last night I made tomato soup, mostly to freeze. It seems a little weird sometimes when you get into the preserving mode, especially when you're freezing stuff. It's like, we're not going to enjoy this produce fresh right now. We'll enjoy it in the winter. I'm like, maybe we should enjoy some of it fresh, because we can buy soup in cans in the winter. But the fact is that tomato soup, homemade tomato soup, is really good. And we've got lots of, we're not done with tomatoes by any means, and so we've been eating them every day, so it's not like I'm not enjoying. But I made some pickles, which I guess I can try. I'm a little concerned that the jars didn't seal, but that's easy enough to, you know, when a jar has sealed, and if it didn't, that's fine. But I was going to make another batch of canned pickles, and I just thought, you know, we don't really eat that many pickles. We can just eat the cucumbers. I don't have to preserve everything that comes out of the garden. Some of it we can just enjoy, and we have been enjoying. So I'm just sitting here looking at my garden. That's why I'm going on about it. So that's the garden update. We'll see if we actually get any ears of corn now. We're so close, so close. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm going to go back to pondering and watching Halifax, and I'll be back here soon. So talk to you in a bit. Quilt Diary, Day 1, Part 2. I can't believe this, but I actually got all my super blocks pieced today. So earlier when we spoke, I was trying to get everything arranged happily. And I think I have... This is a confusing quilt in its way. I mean, it's not confusing at all. It's since each block is the same design, that's quite simple, but because each sub block of the super block has different colors in it, you could flip a block and it's going to change how the quilt looks. So anyway, I put everything up on the board, so there are 12 blocks, and then I realized that of the 12 blocks, five are really dark. I'm not crazy about them. If I were going to do this again, I would not go as dark with some of these colors. I just thought, well, I need really dark, and of course you need some dark, but it's like they're very dark blocks, and they're darker than I really want. I kind of just wish I'd gone with lights and mediums, but there you go, and maybe you'll disagree when you look at the quilt and go, oh, no, that quilt would have floated away without the dark box anchoring it. But anyway, it is what it is, and I'm not going to go and redo the blocks, because I'm not like, oh, that looks horrible. It doesn't look horrible. I think it's a different look than what I had in mind originally. But, so I put all the super blocks up on my wall, and then I just took a picture and I posted it on Twitter. I was like, give me some ideas. And Sandy from Sandy's Quilting Cabana, bless her heart, came and said, why not try going from light to dark, starting with the top left-hand corner, do light blocks going into dark blocks. And I think that's a really good idea. And I wasn't sure about the bottom left-hand block, and so I did two versions with all, and I posted it, and then so far I've gotten feedback from Valerie that she likes the first version, which I think I do too. So anyway, that's Twitter is a great quilting tool if you're on there with the Twilters, who of course are fabulous. I'm not on there a lot, but when I am, I always get the help that I need, which I really appreciate. So I'm just kind of shocked that it'd be at this point, because I'm like, well, you know, tomorrow I'll probably live with this on my wall for another day and really look, try to look very scientifically at the placement, not of the super blocks themselves, but the positioning of each block. You know what I mean? So what colors are going to go on top, etc. And I'll play with that a little bit and see if there are any funky patterns that I can eke out. And then I'll piece it. And if I can stay on this, I could have this pieced. Yeah, I mean, I could have, if I, you know, decided tomorrow I'm doing it. It's not a very big piecing job. You know, it's an hour job. And then I have to think about quilting. Oh my goodness, I haven't been in that position in a while. The big quilting position. So that's kind of exciting. Guess what? I'm actually making quilts. I actually have quilty stuff to talk about. What are we going to do with that? I will have a little book stuff to tell you. I am reading a very good book. It's called Life Animated. It's by Ron Susskind. And he is a journalist. For a while, he was a reporter, I think for a long while, with the Wall Street Journal. And now he writes books and on all kinds of topics. And I had read one of his books. Of course, I couldn't tell you the title, but it was very interesting. He was following, it started out from an article that he had written for the journal on a high school in D.C. And in fact, as I'm talking, I will go and actually look for this the book I'm reading right now, so I can tell you the book that of his that I read. And I think it was either Duke or Carolina's summer reading a few years back. And he follows one young man pretty closely. I think the young man's name may have been Cedric, who's was a gifted kid. So, okay. A Hope in the Unseen, an American Odyssey from the Inner City to the Ivy League. So he follows a number of kids, but in particular this kid, Cedric, who ends up going to Brown. That's a little bit of a spoiler, because you start with him in high school, and where he really wants to go to MIT, and he just can't get quite that far. But he goes to Brown, and it's fascinating. It was a really good book. Anyway, so this book is called Life Animated, and this is about his son, Owen, who is autistic. And there, when the book came out this spring, and there was a good bit of publicity for it. He was on Diane Rehm, maybe on Fresh Air. I think his wife as well, because his wife really is the one who's done so much work with their child. And the New York Times magazine excerpted the book, and someone told me that they read a piece in the New Yorker as well. But anyway, so his son, who's now I think in his 20s and lives independently, he was one of those kids who up until about age 2.5 was perfectly normal, and then just kind of overnight regressed and lost his speech. And this was in the early 90s, and you know, it's interesting to think about that. So we're talking about 20 years ago, and you know, as he talks about, it's like, no, if someone said autism, you thought of Rain Man, you know, so the doctors were not saying autism. They had other names for what they thought it might be, but ultimately they realized that his son Owen was autistic. They have another son who's a few years older, Walt. But what happens, Owen is obsessed with Disney movies, and he starts to learn to express himself through Disney dialogue. And if you can kind of engage him as a character, or, you know, there's just ways that he learns to talk about his feelings. It's fascinating. It's a really good book, and it's quite moving. So, I mean, I'm just about halfway through, but I'm liking it a lot. So unless I come back soon and say, oh, wow, you know what, the first half of this book was great, and the second half was horrible, I would go ahead and just on the basis of having read half, would say, oh, this is a good book. I'm really just reading mostly nonfiction right now. I really am. I've got these books that I've started and I'm going to finish by the end of the summer, which gives me 3 weeks. And I may have talked about this last week. One is called The Old Ways, which is a book about walking by Robert McFarlane. He's British, and he's just a big hiker, walker, and it's just different old pathways. I mean, I know I've talked about this because it fascinates me so much. But anyway, it's a good book, but it's a little bit slow going, as is this book, another Brit, I can't think of her last name. I think it's Maitland. A Book of Silence, also very good but slow going. And then I got, for my trip to the beach, and I've probably read about a third of, is The Collected Letters of Wendell Berry and another poet, Zen poet. And it's not Gary Soto, that's the name. Gary Snyder, and it's called Distant Neighbors. And I want to finish. They're all very good, but they're not a book. They're not books like Life Animated, where you're just caught up in the narrative. And you know, I'll have this finished in a couple of days. But so I want to finish, because I have not in the last few years been the greatest book finisher. I just saw in the New York Times Book Review today, it wasn't reviewed, but it was mentioned that JoJo Mays, who wrote Me Before You, which if you haven't read, you need to read, although it'll make you cry and cry. But she has a new book out, as does, I've gone too far. I've pushed my, I keep coming up with all these authors, I can't do it. What Alice Forgot. Whoever wrote What Alice Forgot and The Husband's Secret, whatever her name is, she has a new book. And it got a fairly favorable review from the Times. It's basically like, on the one hand, this is a lot like her other books. On the other hand, it's really kind of fun and good. So Moriarty, I think, is the author's name. So those are novels that I think would be fun and I would enjoy reading. If I get a novel that I get really into, then I have no problem. I just read it straight through. The novel, it's kind of easy. But, Life After Life, which I love, it took me a while to read. Because, and right now the man and I are watching The Wire. So by the time I go up, I've really got about 15 minutes of reading. That's hard to do a novel, It's hard to read a novel that way. I know, I should read more during the day. Maybe I will. Maybe this last 3 weeks, I'm pretty much done with this novel revision I've been working on this summer. So maybe that's all I'll do. But you know what? When I read during the day, I just fall asleep. So anyway, this is turning into a long ramble. I hope you're enjoying it. But I think I will go and brush my teeth because it's almost 10, which means it's almost time for The Wire. Yes. Season 3. 5th episode. I think that's where we are. All right. More soon. Bye. Quilt Diary Day 2. It's Tuesday, July 29th. Tomorrow is Wednesday, July 30th, and my 20th wedding anniversary. Yes. 20 years with the man. 20 lovely, glorious, fantastic years. We've had a good run of it so far. I guess things could go south in year 21, but so far, could not be more pleased with my decision to marry the man. And we will do nothing. My hope is that perhaps this weekend we will go and have a nice dinner. The man, part of the man's job is covering the state legislature and their meeting tomorrow night, so I don't get to go out for my wedding anniversary. But maybe Saturday we'll go someplace nice. That would be good. But today we're one day shy of 20 years. But I do think I finally have my quilt top figured out. Now, when I spoke with you last, I was talking about the wonder of the twilters and that you could post your blocks online and, your design wall, a picture of your design wall online, and people could give you feedback. And I thought I had a good plan, and I really like Sandy's plan from quilting, the Quilting Cabana. But then I made a switch in it, and so I posted that, and first of all, Tammy in Denver, all over the place, I finally had to take away her vote. She could not decide.
she just no and yes and I like this and you know what, I don't like that. No, Tammy, you know, I love you, but I had to take away your vote. But, and Jay was like, oh, I like this, I like that. And then Jay, and Jay was being nice. Like, oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, sure, I like that too. And then finally she said, you have to frame those light blocks. You have to take your dark box and frame your, she was just like, come on now, come on. We've been working together for a couple of years now. I can't, and she wasn't really like that, but she's sort of like, yeah, you need to do that. So I did that, and then, it took a while. I think I'm where I want to be with it, at least with the dark blocks. I may play a little bit more with the lighter blocks. But yeah, the twilters, they were helpful, but they were, well, persnickety and sort of changing their minds a lot, Tammy. But I think we've got it, which is exciting. I have a little surge of quilty energy. I finished my revision for my novel, which I may have talked about yesterday. I can't remember, and this is just yesterday. Isn't that sad? It's kind of sad. Pretty sad. I think. Like, did I talk? But maybe that was Sunday. That might have been Sunday that was my last quilt diary. I think it was. I don't know. No idea whatsoever. Anyway, I finished my revision, and so I could get up tomorrow and just work on quilts if I wanted to. And maybe I'll want to. Maybe my children will let me do that. Jack will let me do that. As long as I just don't talk to him or bug him. He'll let me do whatever I want. Will is a little needier, and now we're down two best friends out of town. Yes, Wynn is leaving tomorrow. Gavin, thank goodness, is coming back on Saturday. So who knows what Will's going to want to do tomorrow. I mean, he would be very happy for me to let him be on the screens all day, but that's not happening. So I just wanted to update. Just sort of an update on the twilters and the kind of feedback you can expect from them. And I love Sandy from Sandy's Quilt Cabana, because she's just so calm and loving. Not that other people are not loving. Everyone is loving. Everyone is wonderful. But she just has this very calm kind of like, what do you like? Do you like this? Now, here's an idea, but what do you think? And again, you know, and it's just sort of like, oh, you're so nice. You're so nice. Come here. Come to North Carolina and help me with my quilts all the time. Well, I was hoping that I would sort of get on something to ramble about, but I'm not. I'm kind of tired. I was going to go into this whole story about a friend of mine who I love dearly, but who irritated me. But now I realize I can't. She doesn't even know this podcast exists. But maybe one day she'll discover it. I'll have too much wine and spill the beans after 4 years of podcasting and managing not to spill the beans. But a lovely person. Just, it's funny that you can be friends with someone a long time. I've been friends with this person almost 16 years. And she's a great friend. She's a great friend. She is loyal and true and loving and supportive and all the great things. But sometimes, like, I think, you don't actually really know me that well, do you? I mean, she does. She knows. She, in one way, she does. But just basically just had to do with going out and doing something. And the man put it this way. He's like, you don't actually like to leave the house, but if someone asks you to go to lunch or go for a drink, you are capable of doing that as long as you get to go home right afterwards. But if someone complicates it at all, then you just lose it. And that's so true. It's so true. That's the kind of introvert I am. I am a one-trick pony introvert. I will take a walk with you, but I will not go shopping with you afterwards. I'll go to lunch with you. I will not go shopping with you afterwards. I'll go to the bookstore with you. I will do no other shopping, nor eat a meal, nor even get a drink afterwards. Maybe get a drink. But, yeah, we can do one thing together, and that's it. Then I have to go home and rest. So, anyway, so there was a lot of sort of mental energy expended today dealing with an irritating situation, and part of the irritation going, really, you're asking me to do that, and you have Really, you didn't think that through at all. You've known me almost 16 years, and you're asking, yep. I go out, I do one thing, I go home. Everybody knows that about me. Just, I'll put it on a t-shirt. So I'm tired. I'm tired. And someone I really like, who does not irritate me at all, called and left a voicemail on my phone. And this is Will's third grade teacher, Jeff, who we've gotten to be good friends. And I really like talking to him. And I just ended up texting him back. I'm like, I can't do the phone today. I'm too tired. I'm too tired from all my mental exertion being irritated with someone I love. So, yes. Anyway, so that's where I am. I think I'm going to go read. I hope you can hear the crickets as opposed to the white noise of the air conditioning, which I hate ever so much. And I think I probably will have one more quilt diary. Hopefully I'll do something quite fabulous tomorrow or the next day. And I want to talk to you about it, because I just like talking to you about things. So, anyway, more soon. Bye. Quilt Diary Day 3, I think. I'm not actually sure. Could be that I had one day where I had two diaries. That would explain why this is file number 4 in my podcast file folder. Is it really a file in a file folder? I don't know what it is. Does it even matter? Not particularly. I'm sitting on the porch. It's about 5:30. I've got the potatoes in for dinner. Simple night. Baked potatoes, hamburgers, and roasted okra. My big surprise find of the summer. I'm growing okra. Now, what I've discovered is I'm growing two kinds of okra. At the beginning, not really the beginning of summer. I mean, it was, let's say, mid-April, early May. I planted some red okra. I'd gotten the seeds, so I planted the seeds. And then immediately after planting, oh my goodness, thunder, or a bomb. Immediately after planting, it was a torrential rain. And I just assumed that all the seeds had gone down river, right? That was it. So I was at our garden center downtown, and I bought some regular old green okra, and that started producing sometime in July. It's a beautiful plant, beautiful plant. Well, also sometime in July, this red plant, two red plants kind of shot up next to the okra, but you know, I thought it was Swiss chard, which I had also planted. And had, you know, at the time of the great deluge. And so that's the first I thought, well, it's just this chard coming up. These little red plants came up. And it took me until, like, last week. I was like, no, that's okra. Because, see, I saw red okra on it. I just thought the chard had gone wild. But no. So anyway, it's beautiful. Okra's beautiful plants. I'm trying to figure out what I'm planting next year. I think lots of tomatoes and basil and onions and garlic. And then I'll have my dinner ready every single night. But I might plant okra again. My favorite thing, I may have talked about this, is the Kentucky Wonder Bean vines, which are up now 20 feet in the air because we have a 20-foot tall bamboo pole stuck in the ground, and it looks quite mad. And maybe the man's supposed to take pictures of it. I think Denny's going to take pictures of it tonight. If I get them, I'll post them. I will also have to post the quilt top for the Nova quilt that I'm making for my friend Nancy. It's all I have to do is piece two halves of the quilt top together, and it'll be ready to go. And I think Saturday is probably my day for going over to Thimble Pleasures and getting the borders and the backing for that and the thread. And I've got to think about how to quilt it. I really don't know. I've got to get back to Craftsy. And, like, I have the Angela Walters quilting class, and I need to sit down. And, you know, last time I quilted a quilt, and Lord knows when that was, sometime earlier this spring, what was it? What was that quilted? You know, the last quilt I remember quilting is the Irish Chain. or maybe it was my my paper piecing quilt, whatever. But I did get inspired by Angela Walters. So, you know, there's a Craftsy sale, and there are all these great looking classes both in the quilting section and the knitting section. I know, Sandy. You should try one in the knitting section. They look very good. This is Sandy over Quilting for the Rest of Us, who still has not been seduced into the world of knitting. But one of the classes I saw in the Craftsy quilting classes that I would like to take is a double wedding ring class, because a friend of mine, my friend Leslie, is getting married. No, she's gotten married. I think the wedding was this past weekend. It was on some beautiful tropical island, and I was sad not to be able to go, but I just, you know, more than I can afford wedding-wise. So anyway, but I thought, oh, it'd be nice to make a double wedding ring quilt. And there's actually a class. Could not tell you who teaches it. But the only thing that kind of threw me is like the materials for the class. She wants, it's like these Downton Abbey fabrics. Now, you know I love Downton Abbey. I mean, I don't love it so much anymore. I tried watching the last season again. I was just like, I can't take it. But anyway, but the first season of Downton Abbey is just my favorite, one of my favorite seasons of TV ever. But it was weird. So, I mean, basically you buy the fabric through the class, through Craftsy, and it's $146. But you figure on the one hand is probably what the fabric would cost, you know, for, you know, if you went out and purchased your own fabric. It was something weird, though. It was like 23 yards. I mean, it was huge, a huge number of yards of Downton Abbey fabric. But I feel like I want brighter colors, like 1930s repro print kind of bright colors. And so then I'm thinking, well, if I take this class, is she going to be saying, well, take your Mr. Bates section from your Downton Abbey? You know, will I be able to follow along with the class if I'm not using the Downton Abbey fabric? I find that a little odd. I find that a little, well, almost fascistic that you would say, this is the fabric. And now I know for a lot of people that would be like, good, tell me what to do and take that decision away from me, because what I'm really here to do is learn how to make this quilt. But I don't know. So can I substitute my own fabric for it? I assume I can, but so finishing the Nova thing, the one thing, I really could use one more dark block. And I'm sorry I don't have it, and I don't have the fabric to make it. I'm not going to do it. It's not like one of the things I reminded myself. I've got the two halves of the quilt top up on my design wall, and it bothers me that the bottom middle block is not darker. It should be darker. It's the darkest of the lighter blocks, because I just have five dark blocks, and it's the darkest of the medium blocks. But what I reminded myself is my friend Nancy's not going to, I don't think she's going to hang this quilt on her wall. It will probably be folded up like on a chair, and then she'll come and sit in the chair and, you know, wrap herself in the quilt or whatever. You know, so I don't think that, you know, that she, I mean, first of all, okay, frankly, as we know, muggle, not a quilt maker. So first of all, she's going to be like, wow, quilt, real quilt made by, well, not really by hand, but, you know, by a real person. And so it's not going to be going, too bad about that lower row, that center block could be a little bit darker. And you know, if I think about the quilts that I use pretty regularly, well, there's the quilt that's on my bed, and that is, but, you know, I don't stand over it, like suspended over it very often to just sort of, you know, look at dark versus light. So I think it's going to be fine, but it's a regret. So, but it does make me feel like, wow, I think next quilt, getting a charm pack, getting something pre-cut for me, I don't know what I'm going to do for my next. Well, apparently I'm doing a double wedding ring. We shall see. But that makes me just a little wary about taking the class, because I'm not interested in the fabric she's using, and somehow that may throw me. I don't know. There's thunder. I've got Travis on my lap, so it's the last week of summer vacation for my guys. And it's been a good summer. The weather has been amazing. Not that I complain, or conversely, make a big fuss about good weather. Don't complain about bad. Don't fuss too much. It's all weather. is here, whether I like it or not. We've got some weather going on. But it has been lovely. It's like this week, like starting tomorrow, it's going to be mid-80s and sunny, which is just, I mean, could you ask for any nicer summer weather than that? The boys go back to school Tuesday, so it means the rest of this week we've got to get school supplies, and Will's got to get a booster shot, which is just hell on wheels because he hates getting shots, so we got to do that tomorrow. And then I think the man is going to take Will for school, back to school clothes. I think they're just going to the Nike outlet at the outlet mall, which is about 20 miles down the road, some night after work. So that works for me. And then school supplies and school clothes for Jack. And my plan is to drop Jack off at Old Navy and head over to Barnes & Noble and read magazines until Jack has picked out what he wants, and then I'll go pay for it. So it's been a good summer. We just got back from Kentucky. We had a nice visit with my parents and my brothers and their families, and it was very delightful to see all the cousins together. They range in age from 8 to 18. There are 5 of them, and they do really well together. They're really nice to each other, and they played a lot of cards and a lot of games. They're just a nice group of young people. So that, I think, that warmed everyone's hearts to see all the cousins. And, I mean, everyone gets along very well, but it's nice. And it's just interesting, like, because they don't, you know, if they, they're, it's been a couple years since they've all hung out together. But I don't know, is it, like, genetic or just just kind of the joy of cousins, and you share these grandparents and, you know, obviously share some genes. So, that would be the genetic part, I guess. Anyway, so that was a good trip. And we've had a good garden. It's time for the garden to pretty much come out. We've still got a few tomatoes producing. The determinate tomatoes are spitting out what they got pretty regularly. And I think they'll be done with their work in about a week. And I've got other stuff. It's just time to go. The plants are just tired. They're tired. They're saying, thanks, did what I could do, glad to be of service, now please let me go to the compost heap. And then I have to think about, I need to plant broccoli this week. But try to think about my fall garden. It's also very tempting with the fall garden, just do lettuce and spinach and say, I'll go to the farmer's market for broccoli. I might do that. We'll see. So it's been a good summer. My dog is a good dog, just sitting right here. I just started reading a book by Marie Bostwick called, I think it's called Between Heaven and Texas. I'll write it down. You know I don't do show notes, but I'll try. I will try to do some show notes and write down what I'm reading. But I just started it, and it's really quite delightful. Not that I didn't expect it to be delightful. It was very funny, and I've not read a book of her set in Texas before. I think this is the first one, and the characters are really neat. So, having read 10 pages, I recommend it highly. I'll let you know more when I finish it. So, I'm going to end up here, and by the time I post this, I will have a quilt top to show you, and who knows what else. But all is good, and I think that's all I have to say. So, let's go. Let's go on into the evening and have some dinner. Help Will write his little back-to-school papers that he has to write, because why not torture parents a little bit more right after they've written that tuition check? Sure, okay. He's got to write 3 one-page papers about books he's read. He's read a ton of books, but that's neither here nor there. That's where we're going. Into the good evening. I'll be back soon. Life is short. Quilt first.